Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Under the roofs in Arthur Ashe Stadium on U.S. Open Radio. I'm Brian Clark alongside Steve Flink. Great to be back another night under the operative word, Steve, as we play on in Arthur Ashe Stadium under the roof. The rain has stopped outside, and they're getting back underway on the outer courts, but play never stopped under the roof in Ashe, and that's the good thing.
Terrific to have it, Brian, because I mean, I feel sorry for those who only have grounds passes, but for those who have tickets to Arthur Ashe Stadium, they now know whenever they come out here, they will get a full program.
So to you listening out there around the world, don't forget you can tweet at us with hashtag U.S. Open Radio. Steve, let's talk about what we've seen so far.
Sure.
Especially on Ashe, where we saw another solid, comprehensive performance from Simona Halep.
We did, Brian. Absolutely, because Lucy Safarova is a former Wimbledon semifinals finalist at the French last year, losing a close match to Serena. And she's such a gifted shot maker, left-hander, really goes for her shots. And Halep had to play very well to win this in straight. It looked so easy on paper, 3-4, but in the first set she was up 3-love, and Lucy got back to 3-all, and it was a tough struggle those last three games. And then second set also down a break a couple of times was Halep. So I think she did very well to put this in the victory column in straight sets, Brian. She's going to be happy with how she's playing, and I think in the back of her mind, she can't help but think ahead to a potential quarterfinal against Serena Williams. That could be one of the best matches of the tournament.
Especially with the way Halep is playing. Steve, the second match of the day, it was Andy Murray, who looked very good in the first round against Lucas Russell. Looked pretty good against Marcel Granollers. Not quite as well, but
right,
one thing
right.
Everybody's talking about, the noise in this stadium under the roof.
Yeah, no, when the rain, there's a downpour, as there was in the second set of the Murray match today against Granollers, that's a problem because it's hard for the players to hear the ball coming off their strings or the crowd. It was a very strange sensation for everybody. And I don't know what the solution is. You mentioned to me earlier, made a very good point. This is a much bigger stadium at 23,000 seats than either the Rod Laver Arena in Australia or Wimbledon. Because I've been in both of those, and I've been there when it's raining, and even when it's raining hard, and it was nothing like what we heard today. I don't know what the solution is, but it was definitely very tough on the players. I sympathize with them. I doubt they're going to complain a lot, and I guess you just hope that it doesn't happen too often, and maybe we won't get that many downpours to that degree. But you could hear it. Let's put it, you could hear it loud and clear.
And at a certain point, yes, this is very high-level tennis, but would you rather have no play at all?
Oh, no, I agree.
Compromise play?
And absolutely, and I think the players would say that, too. They'd say, look, you know, I mean, we ideally we wouldn't hear that, but we'll take that any day over sitting around for hours on end during rain delays. So, and who knows? There may be something that can be done. This is still so new. I mean, this is the first year. These are the first. Nadal played the first indoor match last night, so we're all just getting acclimated. The players are, and we'll see if there's any solution to that. There may well be.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.